let's go back to you being at crossroads.
Right.
It seems to me that you're at a crossroads in the sense of opening up a period of discovery. Opening up options that maybe you weren't aware that you had.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no timeline or rush that says you have to do anything about it at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
maybe
you can control this train.
If I came back, I don't think I'm ready to make a decision, for sure.
I would actually encourage you to not make a decision.
Could I come back and talk to you another time?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh, sure. But let's not frame this in terms of a decision.
Okay.
Why don't you let yourself be a student of this and learn about yourself and many paths that you could go on.
Mm-hmm.
And just begin to look at them and see which ones resonate the most.
Well, I've got a lot of pamphlets here.
Well, but even these don't speak as directly to your journey.
Yeah.
I would encourage you, do you have like a notebook or something? I want to give you some potential books and potential places to look
at. Yeah. Can I, you want to give me some titles or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And let me also ask you, what is the Christian denomination? Is it? Christian?
I'm non-denominational.
Okay.
I guess evangelical.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. In my calendar. Okay.
So some of the things I'd explore would be one church that I would see what you thought of is it's called the Metropolitan Community Church, MCC, Metropolitan Community Church. It is a non-denominational Christian church specifically welcoming towards LGBT folks.
And those who are questioning too?
Sure.
Like me?
Oh, everybody. Well, and okay. Straight. I mean, it's open to everybody.
Oh, okay.
There's branches of this that meets in D.C. There's branches that meet in Northern Virginia.
They're in Northern, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a website and everything.
Absolutely. Okay. And a book that the founder of this wrote is called The Lord is My Shepherd and He Knows I'm Gay by Troy Perry. So The Lord is My Shepherd and He Knows I'm Gay. Troy, T-R-O-Y, Perry, P-E-R-R-Y.
Y, okay.
It's an older book. Lots has been written since, so there might be others, but this is his sort of autobiography of how he went from a path of evangelical Christianity where he thought it was bad to
right.
where he came to.
Right.
I mean, I think if you looked up just Christianity and homosexuality,
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of resources would come up.
Well, I did that, and that's when the Exodus thing came up.
Okay.
Right. But I haven't, called them or anything.
Okay.
Or you say they're disbanded. So.
Well, I believe it's Exodus International is the group that's disbanded.
Okay.
It's not the only ex-gay group, and so others are still attempting to go on, but they're having less and less success, I think. And a number of states have actually made it illegal for therapists to practice that.
Really?
So, I mean, this is how potentially damaging it could be.
Uh-huh.
Wow. But again, I mean, I'm hoping that you're not from them testing me.
Well,
right. You said you're not, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But you said
because I did have someone come in, ask specifically to see pamphlets from there.
Yeah.
And then when they didn't see the pamphlets, they went back to that organization. That organization filed what was the beginning of a lawsuit with us.
Uh huh.
So.
Because why?
They were claiming that if we that we are discriminating against ex-gay sexual orientation by not having their resources.
Okay. Well, do you have the resources?
I've got pamphlets from them if you'd want to see them.
Can I have one?
Sure.
Okay. Is there other, like, organizations that you would say go to if I was, like, looking towards that or anything like that?
I mean, I guess I'd just encourage you to search.
Okay.
See what you find out with, if you already looked up Exodus, see what they're saying now. We could look that up together, see what they claim now.
Okay.
Do
you have time to do that?
Yeah, I could do that.
Let me see if I can also find them.
What time is it?
It's 20 till 3. When do you need to be?
Three-ish, I guess. You know, you don't need to actually go on the computer with me. I'm sure I can do that by myself. But you said that there's a lot of information about this that's harmful.
Uh-huh.
And that can damage people.
That's my worry.
Do you have any information on that? I want to make sure I get all the information.
If you looked up the question of can sexual orientation be changed?
Okay.
Or if you looked up reparation therapy or conversion therapy, and just sort of Googled that, you'd get all sorts of studies.
Can sexual orientation be changed?
Sure. Like, if another thing would be, you could look into California is one state that banned ex-gay therapy. You could look up what the arguments were, what evidence was proposed in that.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey is attempting to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonder if you want to see it.